Hi, I'm DP Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer with Vandermeer's View. This Sunday against Seattle, turnovers, both sides of the ball.
Yes, you have to avoid them, DP, clearly, and you have to cause them. They have only one takeaway, and that's a big problem here. The defense has to make plays. Gary Kubiak told me, we need to make big plays in all three phases, which they didn't do last week. And the offense, you got to play clean, find a way to reduce the turnovers. The team that wins the turnover battle in this game, I think, wins the football game.
Matt Schaub, there's been a lot of talk about him this week following the loss at Baltimore. What are they doing differently this Sunday?
You know, in the practice routine heading up to the game, DP, they have changed things a little bit. Instead of your usual 7-on-7, which is a normal phase of practice, they've been going a lot of 11-on-11, creating more competitive environments for Matt Schaub in practice to get him accustomed to what he's going to be seeing on Sundays. So we'll see how it works out this week and talk more about it next week.
This Sunday, it's going to be the battle of the defenses, number one versus number two. Who gets the edge after Sunday's game?
Look, Seattle's so good, but look at the level of competition. The opponents have a combined record of 2-7. I think the Texans at home do get the edge among both defenses here, but Seattle's super talented. If you were playing up there, it would be a different story. With the help of the home crowd, I like this Houston defense to finally get some turnovers, let J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing do their thing, and maybe they can capitalize.
That's Vandermeer's View. I'm DP Sidhu along with Mark Vandermeer. For all things Texans, check out HoustonTexans.com.